Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Hoppe, a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached December 9th and 10th at Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie. The text for the day was Mark chapter 1, beginning in verse 1 and going through verse 8. Let's listen in now. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I know many think it's downright un-American to watch and to enjoy soccer. Baseball, football, and maybe basketball are the sports that Americans are supposed to treasure, because after all, they are our own inventions. But I admit that I enjoy watching soccer. Oh, I don't follow a particular team and couldn't tell you much about more than a handful of players, but if I come across a game on the television, I do enjoy watching the sport. And in soccer, especially in professional soccer, one of the main ways to score a goal is by having a person redirect the ball into the net. What do I mean? Well, one person rockets the ball from the side of the field across towards the other side. But then a skilled striker launches their body into the air and places their head in just the perfect position so that the ball ricochets at the perfect angle off of their skull. It goes past the goalie and into the net. In one way, this is what we find John the Baptist doing in the wilderness. The people are coming to him in droves, some out of intrigue, some out of fear, some out of despair. Some are coming to see an odd man. Some are coming to listen to his message. Others are coming to be baptized. In our day and age, people would have suggested to John that all that attention should be monetized somehow. What's the point of having a bunch of people coming to you if you can't turn it into wealth or fame or something of that nature? But John the Baptist knew that the point of his fame was never about him. I suppose his mother Elizabeth had impressed that upon him from a very early age. And so John the Baptist redirected those people. "One greater is coming," he said. "One who I am not even worthy to serve, one who will baptize in the Holy Spirit." These words were the redirection that would send people flying right past the devil and into the net of Christ's open arms. Oh yes, the people were to listen to John. They were to repent of their sins. They were to go into the water to show that they desired to be clean. Yes, John had been sent by God to accomplish all of those things, but all of that was merely preparatory. The mountains had to be laid flat, the valleys had to be raised up, the paths had to be made straight. But for what? Well, John did not hesitate to answer that question. All of that so that the Lord would come. All of that so that the one mightier than him would appear. All of that so that the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit might come and do his thing. There is much that could be examined in our text for today, but let's not today get lost in the details. Let us take to heart this simple truth, that all people need at times to be redirected from what they are focused on to focus on Jesus instead. While we do this in different ways and different roles, every person that has been called to faith has also been called to a life of redirecting people towards Jesus. No, you are not John the Baptist, and neither am I. But each of us do have our own roles where this redirecting can and should happen, whether it's here at church, in our homes, or out and about. Sometimes our redirection can look a lot like what John's did for those people who came to him genuinely wanting to listen to what he had been sent to say. He redirected them from one good thing to an even better thing. He redirected them from his words and his person to Jesus's word and person instead. We have such people in our world also, people that are rightly concerned about many things that God is concerned about as well. They think much of what they hear in the world is nonsense. They long for the days when things that were obvious were considered obvious. They want truth to reign, and yet they do not know the one who is truth. We need to redirect them. We need to tell them that indeed the truths of the Word of God are indeed good, but that truth himself, Jesus, is even better. We must send them to Bethlehem to see and to know Jesus. Sometimes we need to redirect people also from what is the talk of the town to the one who will be born in the little town of Bethlehem. For you see, there were those who came out to see John just because he was the talk of the town, and not because they really intended to repent or to heed his words. But they too were redirected to Jesus by John. What do I mean? Well, as far as I can tell, this year in our culture, it has been Christmas ever since Halloween. Now, people have very different ideas about what this means, but they have been and are pursuing whatever they do think it means. If it is all about gifts for them, they are buying gifts and telling others what they want for gifts. If it is about family, they are making plans and seeing who can come. They may be decorating or cleaning. They may be sending out cards and invitations. If it is all about special music for others, they will be updating their playlist. They'll be getting tickets to that special show or practicing to perform here or there. Well, these people also need redirecting. And we don't always need to be overly harsh in pointing out how they are missing the goal of this season. At times, we can use what they are thinking about to redirect them to Jesus. As they talk about giving and getting, we can speak of the gift of God given at Christmas and received in His church. We can redirect them by speaking of family also, directing them to Mary and Joseph and Jesus. We could also speak about the heritage of faith that has been passed down in our own families. We can speak about the traditions that we have held to throughout the years to direct our eyes upon the manger in this time. And for those who love music, boy, do we have great music at this time of year to introduce them to Jesus. With some people, we may need to be more direct as we redirect, as John was with the Pharisees who came in pride, telling them plainly that they are missing the point of the season completely by chasing after what the rest of the world says this time is all about. But whatever way we end up doing it, we are redirecting people from what is the talk of the town to the one who will be born in the little town of Bethlehem. For others, this time of year is filled with sorrow. Strife in extended families is brought to the forefront as family gatherings are held or are not held. Memories of those no longer present move from the back of the brain to the front. Troubles within the household themselves are often amplified by the stress, busyness, and financial burden of this season. And that can end up being all the season is about in their minds and hearts. Many people have come to loathe this holiday season for just such reasons. But these people, too, need to be redirected. They need to meet the one who brings peace and unity, the one who holds loved ones who died in the faith in his arms and will bring them with him when he comes, the one who alone can heal households perfectly. But then there is one more group of people that needs to be redirected towards Jesus in this time of year. It is the group of people that stares back at each of us in the mirror in the morning. Yes, we too can be part of all of these other groups. Sometimes we can be more excited about what is good and evil than about the one who alone is good. We can end up shooting the shot right across the goal but missing the net. At times, we can get caught up in getting and giving and gathering and going to this and that. We can be in need of someone who will stick their head out, so to speak, and redirect our shot. We too in this season can feel sorrow and strife very deeply. We too need to be directed into the net of His loving arms. And today we are. John does it. I do it. And perhaps you will have the opportunity to do it in conversation with someone today. Through all of these ways, God is doing this for us. He is redirecting us towards His Son. He reveals that if left to ourselves, we would never put the shot in the goal, so to speak. And so He sends others in order that our shot might be redirected right towards Jesus. No matter what you have been thinking about in this season, no matter what you have placed first and foremost in your hearts and on your schedule, today the Word of God redirects you. Upon hearing this message, you end up in the loving arms of Jesus. Those arms you find in the manger, on the cross, and soon coming on the clouds. God today readies the way, and you simply get to walk on the straight paths He has prepared. But there, on those paths, you will find the Mighty One, who has baptized you with the Holy Spirit, who has come to save you. Amen.